Hello. Let's get this show started, shall we? Hey, this is Maria Vasquez Boyd on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Art Speak Radio. Thank you so very much for tuning in today and making us a part of your day. You know, I also want to say thank you to my beloved radio husband, Mark Manning, who filled in for me last week. It's not that I didn't want to come in. I was out of town.
You're on assignment.
I love how you guys say that. On assignment. Then I feel so professional. I was in Colorado, so there you go. But, you know, thank you so very much, Mark Manning, because he's just a terrific mentor, friend, radio husband, and we love him for everything that he does in the community. Yeah. So we're going to start the show today. We've got a whole big lineup of folks. We have Katie Mabry Van Deren, Brian Fife. We also have Jennifer Martin, Jennifer Bricker-Pugh, and did I mention Sarah Prue? And Regina Del Carmen in the studio today. We're going to start off first by talking with Jennifer Bricker-Pugh. She is an abstract expressionist painter known for her vibrant and ethereal work. Now, she grew up in the small artsy town of Lucas, Kansas. And if you know, Lucas is quite an inspiration for the arts, especially for Jennifer. The grassroots art is wildly prevalent and played a large role in her pursuit to become a professional artist. So we're going to get cracking with Jennifer Bricker-Pugh, and we're going to find out all about you, Jennifer. So welcome
Perfect.
To the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
You bet. You know, I have to admit that you know, I was in a shop in Mission, Lulu's Boutique, KC, and I noticed this wonderful work on the wall. And so I began to talk to the woman behind the counter, and it was Jennifer.
Yes.
So it was really great to see some beautiful work on the walls of Lulu's. So how long have you been painting and you know, making art?
Sure. Well, thank you. First of all, it was wonderful to meet you that blessed day. And so I've been painting since as long as I can remember. Finger painting with crayons and paints. And then I really fell in love with the abstract art when I ventured into high school. Mm-hmm. And my high school art teacher just basically let me do whatever I wanted as far as explore different mediums and different well-known masters. And then when I entered college, I went to Fort Hays State University and studied art there. I really fell in love with Mark Rothko and other artists of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in your work, you use really bright, vibrant, bold colors and textures, and then there's some reference to nature, right?
Absolutely. All of my work is inspired by my surroundings. I'm the type of person that gets up and sees a beautiful cloud in the sky or a sunset or sunrise and has to capture that, and then uses that image either from my camera or from my mind's eye and my brain to capture that feeling, not necessarily the actual image of the skyline or whatnot, more of the feeling that I get within my chest or my brain when I see that beauty. That's what I try to capture on the canvas.
And is this something that you looked around in Lucas, Kansas and saw something specifically that inspired you, just the nature or what?
Well, Lucas, Kansas is known for its grassroots art and primarily for the Garden of Eden, which is a sculpture garden, and it's actually right outside my back door. I can walk out and see it from my house. And that played a large role, not only because of its beauty, of course, but it's knowing that what an artist does for a community. A lot of Lucas has the tourism, and that's a lot of their, you know, income is from people coming in to view the artwork. And so that showed me that, wow, you can have a voice and you can use the art as a vessel to explore your feelings, emotions, and your, you know, how you feel about what's going on in the world at the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of my work, well, all of my work has a common thread of happiness. And I think, especially now in this time that we're in, any little reference of something that makes you happy or gives you that warm fuzzy in your chest or your belly is kind of what people need right now. And I love being a part of that help happiness in people's lives.
And I do want to mention to our listeners that your work has been featured in several publications, and then it's also in many private and corporate collections, both locally and nationally, including Bishop McCann, Waddell and Reed, and the University of Missouri, Kansas City. But most recently, your work is going to be featured on the upcoming season of DIY Bargain Mansions, right?
Yes, yes. So I've been working with Tamara Day, who actually does the show. She is also a Kansas native, and she we reached out to each other and become social media friends, if you will, mm-hmm. and she expressed that she loved my work and wanted to use it in an upcoming episode, and so I was happy to be a part of that. I'm not really sure which episode I'll be in, mm-hmm. so you'll just have to watch the whole season and then see which piece or which episode my piece is in. But it's one of my favorite pieces. It's called Pink Flamingo, mm-hmm. and it's full of vibrant color mm-hmm. and that flow of happiness. Like I said, it's in every piece of my work. Mm-hmm. But it's just nice to know that people enjoy seeing it, and I was, offered to be on the show, which is fantastic.
Well, and Jennifer, as we're talking about the DIY and your work on that, if you could share with us your website so people who are tuned in, there's an opportunity for them to take a look at some of the work that
Of course. You can see my work on my website at www.jenniferbricker-pew.com. It's a mouthful, but it's where you can view my work, and I would be indebted for you to go see what else work I've done, and it's up there, and it's all current. So
again, once I was in your shop in Mission, I there was so much work, and it's so colorful and different size and all that. Very colorful. It also reminded me of something that could translate easily into fabric or to silk or,
absolutely.
That sort of thing. Is it something that you might be entertaining?
I do. I actually mm-hmm. do create tote bags made out of canvas that are just my scraps because I stretch my own work mm-hmm. or my own canvases. So if I do have leftover pieces, I make canvas bags and I paint on them, hand-painted bags. And I also have made holiday ornaments for my people at the shop to come look at and buy. So definitely, and then, still looking to maybe translate into scarves or some other art mm-hmm. form, maybe clutches, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. If you just tuned in to ArtSpeak Radio, I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and I'm talking to Jennifer Bricker Pew, who's an abstract expressionist painter. Her work is very vibrant, very colorful, and it's quite beautiful, Jennifer.
Thank you.
I know that we talked in the green room about upcoming events and shows that you're going to be in. Do you want to list those?
Of course. So the first and foremost is Bargain Mansion starts tonight. You'll see my work there. And then I will be in the Small Works Holiday Show at the Vanessa Lacey Gallery, which is located in the Stockyards building.
1600 Genesee, because I used to
perfect.
Be there.
Thank you for that.
And that opens December 14th, right?
Exactly, and I'll have one piece in there. Uh-huh. It's a group show full uh-huh. of outstanding Kansas City artists. And then the next show will be at Paper Birch Landing, which is the contemporary art show, and that starts in January.
Okay.
I'm not sure on the dates or times, but I'm sure that you can always visit their website. And
yeah, because that's going to be of next year, 2019,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to go back and talk about a little bit about Lucas, Kansas, because
sure.
Being sort of that arts community uh-huh. and all that, did any of the work surrounding you influence you? As you said, the sculpture garden is like in your backyard.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's not just the artwork that is prevalent in Lucas. It's also that feeling of people create things and people have them in their front yards. They have them, and these are not trained artists. These are just people that
right.
love
self-taught.
To create beautiful, uh-huh. Beautiful things for their neighbors to see. That definitely played a role in me becoming an artist. But also, Lucas is a very small, it's only about 350 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of in a valley to where there's trees and, rock formations and really fun stuff that you can do a little bit of hiking around there. So that all also inspired me. And the people, are fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, you need to have great people to create a great, I guess, inspired life.
How far is it from Kansas City?
It's about 4.5 hours. Oh. So if you're going west on I-70, about 4 hours, and then a little jaunt off of I-70 to the north.
Because for some reason I was thinking it was out there by Wamego or...
It's not far from there.
Okay.
Well, I guess it is further from there than...
Or Alma.
It's about 2 hours from Wamego, mm-hmm. but... and Wamego is also kind of an artsy-fartsy little town. So.
Yeah, it's home of the Wizard of Oz.
That's
Museum.
Right.
And then if you go to the other direction in Alma, then you go in sort of into the Flint Hills and then another gallery, which I can't name right now because I'm... there's another gallery that's out there and it has a studio residency. Do we know what it is? It sounds like...
I'm not certain, but there is a gallery near Wamego in Manhattan, Kansas, that I also have my work in. Okay. It's called Strecker Nelson West Gallery, and they carry several regional artists, and I just am lucky enough to be one of them. And they have periodic shows throughout the year that highlight the different ranges of the artists that they have there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jennifer Bricker Pugh, again, if you would share any social media and also Lulu's Boutique KC, because it's local here in the Mission, Kansas area, right?
Right, absolutely. And also, like I said, Lulu's is a home for my work. I use it as a gallery space as well as a studio space. I've created a little studio so I can work while I work, essentially. So you can see more at Lulu's Boutique KC on Facebook and on Instagram. And then you can see more of my work at www.jenniferbricker-pugh.com. I'm kind of all over the place right now and enjoying life and the arts and fashion and people. That's where I met you.
Well, we're so happy that you had the opportunity to come in and talk to us because there's so much going on, and we appreciate all the stuff that you're doing, all the exhibitions that are coming up and that. And, of course, we'll look for you on the DIY Bargain Mansions with Tamara Day, and that starts tonight.
Tonight, yes.
Very good. Anything we left out, Jennifer, that you might want to mention?
I think that sounds great. I think the only other thing that I can say is that Kansas City is full of up-and-coming and artists that have already, quote-unquote, made it. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people to see here, a lot of people to support, and that's all we can ask for as artists is that you support us.
Yeah.
Not only financially, but you can, if you like our work, you can comment on a piece that you see. And that, you know, that does help. It does help not only in our pursuit as an artist, but it helps people get to know us more. And and if you like us, if you like our personalities, that also helps. I mean, it definitely... brings people in once they know that the artist is a down-to-earth, nice person.
Well, no one likes me. They like my art, so thank you. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in. And, you know, the door is always open. Come back and see us soon.
Thank you so much, Maria. It was a pleasure.
Very good. We're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio after this. You're listening to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd. Hello there. Thanks so much for tuning in or listening to us online because we love that about you. We love it. I'm going to tell you my next guest, Jennifer Martin. She is a Kansas City native with a global resume. Her first love affair with traveling developed during a semester in Italy where she documented her adventures on a travel blog. Now, upon graduating from Xavier University, Jennifer worked her way around the world, blogging each step of the way. Now, this nomadic lifestyle left her broke and exhausted and ultimately directed her back to Kansas City to pursue a life of normalcy. So, Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here. You know, I have to give a shout out to our good friend, Rick Stacy, who introduced us. And he said, you got to meet this Jennifer. He doesn't talk like that, but you got to meet this Jennifer Martin. And I was glad that he introduced us because he's introduced me to a lot of people that I have yet to meet. So let's talk about your travel.
Sure, sure. So in college, I was a swimmer, and that inhibited me from pursuing a long distant dream of studying abroad. I decided to study abroad my senior year and kind of replace swimming with travel, and that just really attached me onto that travel bug. So when I was coming to the end of my traveling around Europe, I made a commitment to myself that I was not going to live in America. I was not going to work in corporate America. So I got a job on cruise ships. I taught in Korea for a year. But ultimately, throughout all those travels, I was still struggling with my mental health, with eating disorders. So, like you said, like I was exhausted and I was broke, and I really only had my home and my family to come back to. So when I came back to Kansas City last year, I was determined to move to LA to become a writer, but finances and just really a lack of vision, or resources, I should say. The vision's always been there, but lack of resources and naivety really kind of hindered me. But like you mentioned earlier, Rick, meeting him and just kind of showing up and getting more involved in Kansas City and getting involved in where the artists are hanging out with has really kind of solidified the dream, and make and it now more than ever, just being here in this room with other artists really clears the path that this is a choice, this is a career lifestyle where I can incorporate my art and then hopefully be able to travel with it and perform and to really move people, not just in America, but hopefully around the world in the future.
Well, I love that you said that, and I admire your honesty, because it's not easy to talk about everything that you've touched on, so much going on in your life. You know, the book, your first book, Emotionally Bankrupt, you're going to be reading from that Monday. Oh, that happened. Sorry about that. You read it from that at the Uptown Arts Bar. But talk about Emotionally Bankrupt, your first book.
Sure. So I started writing poetry last year. I had downloaded dating apps. It was the first time I started dating as an adult in America, which seems just crazy. And I developed a crush, and the crush didn't want to pursue anything. So I was really upset, and I was like, okay, well, I can't write about travel anymore. Let's write about love. And when I got down to the computer or with the pen, poetry started filling out, and I never was really told like poetry is an outlet. So with men and heartbreaks, I wrote a lot about love, but then I was really struggling in the job that I was at. I was working for kind of like a corporate office environment for a year, and my therapist told me, well, if you're making progress with the love in your life and overcoming a breakup, how about you start writing about work? Because it seems like work is really, really tearing you down right now. So I started writing poems about corporate America and just like a satirical outlook on that. And then I decided, okay, well, this makes me feel better about work. What am I really struggling with? And my eating disorder, which is a whole scale of different just experiences with food, I decided to really hone in on poetry about eating. So I've been going to freelance events, I've been going to networking events. I met a man who really challenged me at a luncheon, and he told me, you know, if you call yourself a writer, you need to have a book. And that just really just sparked the fire. I decided to compile all the poems I've had, and I said, you know what, writing just about love has been done before. Like we have been writing, that's for centuries, right? About heartbreak. But I wanted to just kind of compile the reflection of this past year about work, which is the first chapter of Emotionally Bankrupt, and how I just didn't feel purposeful in that job. And then the second chapter is the voice inside my head, the whole spectrum of going from someone who was terribly under eating and working out 4 hours a day to binging without any type of compensation, and just how I've been able to kind of have a better body image through writing and through understanding. And then the last chapter is called Scraps of Men and Messages. And that's actually some of the first poems I've ever written, and also has a little storyline of a beginning of a relationship until the end, and how you reflect on it and how you grow from that person, either how they've hurt you and how you've prevailed.
Now, have you brought something to share with us? Some of your writing, if you could?
Sure. Yeah. I'm just going to go deep into some of the really personal poetry. This is called Reflections. I didn't starve myself to disappear, but to be noticed. I thought being small meant being wanted. I didn't starve myself for the fear of being large, but for the fear of being average. I wanted them to point and say, "She's got it." I starved myself, not because I was deprived, but because I wasn't enough. At least, that's what I told myself. I starved myself out of attention, out of worry and rebellion, because if I could control what goes in, I could predict what went out. At least, that's what I told myself.
Wow. You know, it's, did you find writing and you know, your poetry, did you find it cathartic in a sense?
That,
you know, with what was going on in your life
is the buzzword.
Yeah.
Every time I talk about it, about writing, it's that release, that emotion that maybe I didn't know was stored is finally out in words. So it's been quite a journey, and I've learned a lot about, you know, not just myself, but my disease or my relationship with food, my relationship with men and the way I want to produce work. It's all kind of come for full circle in completing this book.
Now, so if our listeners are interested in finding more information about you or your first book, Emotionally Bankrupt, what do you have, a website or social media that they can contact?
Sure. I'm going to launch more content on December 25th, which is Christmas.
Yay.
But my landing page is www.missjennifermartin.com. And then my Instagram is where I post a lot of poetry, and just like visual, and also just like captions that I want to express to the world. And that's at miss.jennifer.martin on Instagram, similar tagline for Facebook as well.
Do you find, are you working on a second book? Because there's just so much that you have, so much information around you and experiences. Do you find that a second book is in the works?
Absolutely. Yeah. Emotionally Unavailable is going to be the sequel, and that's a one story following a one relationship. So
I
it's
like
a little
that.
Bit darker.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more raunchy.
But I think, you know, your work speaks to a lot of people that are going through the same thing, either with, you know, heartbreak, addiction, or, you know, relationships and that sort of thing. I think there's that connection, the human connection that people can make with your work. Mm-hmm. They can identify with that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for writing your book, Emotionally Bankrupt. And I hope it went well at the Uptown Arts Monday. Was that when we had the big snow thing?
Yes. Yeah. The snow kept a lot of people off the roads, but that will not be my last show, so
I'm
excited to...
Do you have some upcoming events that you want to share with our listeners?
Nothing planned thus far. That's
thus far,
where
yeah.
the website will come in play in terms of events.
So. Terrific. Jennifer Martin, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know you'll be back.
Thank you, Maria. Yes, it's been such an honor. What an exciting time for poetry and artists.
This is a great town for the arts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. You know, we're going to be right back. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Maria. We're
going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. Hey, you're listening to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, your host and producer, every Wednesday from noon to one. And you know what? I want to introduce someone who should be very familiar to you. She's been on our program many times, Regina Del Carmen, who is a singer, songwriter, a terrific vocalist. She's so freaking talented. I love that you're here. So welcome, my friend Regina.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You know, you've been connected with a lot of musical groups here in town, and of course with KKFI, you performed many times here in studio, but also on stage at the Folly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're happy that you've done that. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in music, and it can be short, because I want you to sing. You're going to perform today.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I began to sing ever since I was a little girl. My mom would tell me that even before I could talk, I would hum melodies, and she's like, "Where did you get that from?" I'm like, "I don't know." You know. But I recently got more serious about my music when I turned about 11 or 12. I had joined a musica camp that was run by Enrique Chi of Making Movies.
Oh, we know him. We've
heard
him.
And I did a lot of work there. I showed them a song of mine, and it didn't have any music to it. But I showed Enrique, and I was like, "Hey, I have this song." I was like, "I need help putting music to it. Can you help me?" And he was like, "Sure, yeah." And then that became like one of like the anthems of the camp. And it was written in the Kansas City Star, and it was linked to the 50th anniversary of the War on Poverty.
Wow.
Recently, I had got the great chance to meet Steve Berlin.
Oh, yeah, Los Lobos, huh?
And I was so nervous. I was so afraid because, you know, he's, like, iconic. He's legendary, you know?
Yeah.
His music will never really go out of style. And Enrique was like, "I want you to show him some of your music."
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, "Oh no, like he's going to critique me. He's not going to like it." But I showed him, and he was like on the verge of tears, and he was emotional.
Wow.
And that was just like kind of solidified my like the confidence that I had with my music.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know, many people have been like, "Oh, well, you're okay, but you're not like mainstream."
Well, but he's been in the business for a very long time,
right?
And so, yeah, that's a very powerful
reaction.
I was
like,
to
so
your
happy
work.
To hear that, because that kind of just like solidified the way that I thought about my music.
Wow, you know, and I want to mention to our listeners, you recently had a birthday a couple of weeks ago.
I did.
Yeah,
I turned 19.
Yeah, I got clothes older than you, lady. it's all good. But, you know, you're going to sing a cappella for us today.
I am. I have acrylics on, so I can't play the guitar. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. Acrylics on. You're so funny. So tell us about the song that you're going to perform.
So I recently actually wrote this song. It's called Set Me Free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically about kind of like, It hits every single part of your heart, kind of thing. Because when I wrote it, it hit me that way.
Okay.
You know, it talks about, like, lately I've been, like, keeping myself up, and I've been thinking about, like, myself, and I've been thinking about you, or, like a crush of some sort. Like, she said earlier. And it also talks about, like, somehow, like, myself, that I'm going to get out of the situation that I'm in. And I'm going to be able to prevail, and I'm going to be okay at the end.
It's a song of empowerment.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We love that, Regina.
Thank you
so much. We didn't, you know, keep the acrylics on. we, didn't, we You didn't need the guitar. No, but I've heard you play guitar, and it's really beautiful. But I love the a cappella.
Thank you.
You know, it just really allows us to focus on your voice. For our listeners that are tuned in, do you have information about SoundCloud or any other sort of website?
I do. So my SoundCloud is Regina Del Carmen. It's Regina Del Carmen.
Mm-hmm. And am I mistaken, but should I ask, did you recently gain a role on stage someplace?
I did. Can I talk about that? Yes, I have started acting.
Oh, wow.
And
perfect.
Yes. The show is called On Shoulders Now. Mm-hmm. And it's about a man who has passed away, but he's reminiscing mm-hmm. about his last Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, like, the family that he was with, you know, didn't have a lot of money mm-hmm. and went through a lot of animosity and a lot of, like, distress through this Christmas day / Eve. And it just talks about how even though we don't have a lot of money, we're still going to, like, attempt to have a great Christmas.
Ooh, I like that. Where is this going to be performed at?
It's at the KC Melting Pot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just off Broadway Theater.
What is the... Do you have the
I do.
Address?
It's 3051 Central, KCMO 64108.
Okay.
And tickets are $25.
Oh, we can't give ticket prices,
No.
Oh,
sorry.
No, but that's okay.
I don't know how much the ticket prices
are. Can you tell us when the dates, when it's going
to
begin?
Yeah, so it's November 30th to December 15th.
Okay.
Yes.
And what role will you be in?
I will be playing Carmen, which is kind of funny.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, she's a Latinx teenager here. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's set in Kansas City, the show. The whole story, it's about the character who is, like, trying to keep it all together because I have mm-hmm. to have this Christmas. Like, we have to have Christmas, like, no matter what happens.
You know what? So many good things are happening for you. Happy birthday. Happy, I should say break a leg. It's typical for your performance.
Thank you.
And, I know you'll be back. Share with us any new releases that you have in the future. And the door is always open, kiddo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anything that we left off that you want to mention or say?
There's a show happening for the Artist Mentorship, which is a little class that I'm in that mm-hmm. Enrique is doing. And there's a show, I think, December 2nd.
Okay.
And it's at the Record Bar.
So we could look at Record Bar's website or Art as Mentorship.
Yes.
Right? Very good. And a shout-out to your dad here.
Yeah,
who's,
shout-out to my dad.
We love dad. Well, thank you so much,
my
friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And we're going to be back with Art Speak Radio after this. We're going live, yay, here at Art Speak Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're just getting our next group of guests because, you know what, I have a lot of people on every week. Sue me. Or don't. We're going to talk to Katie Mabry Van Deren, Brian Fife, and Sarah Prue. And they're going to talk about the Strawberry Swing Indie Craft Fair at the Midwest's biggest handmade holiday shopping center at the Kansas City Union Station, which is at 30 West Pershing Road. So with this, the Holiday Swing is like 100-plus handmade and vintage vendors, food trucks, cash bar, whimsical photo booth, lots of stuff. So welcome, Katie, Brian, and Sarah.
Hi, thank you.
Hello. So we brought them in because not only are they participants of this fair, but, they have so much that they want to talk about with this. This is the eighth year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got a lot of different vendors coming in, right? Yeah, and you're the organizer and founder.
I'm the owner and the curator.
Yeah,
actually,
we love that.
Heather Baker is a founder, and she moved. She actually named the Strawberry Swing after a Coldplay song, so a little music tie there. Actually, I probably shouldn't say that. I don't want to get sued. Strawberry Swing Indie Craft Fair, but she moved to Colorado and 2013, so I took it over from there.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, because it's, again, this is the eighth year, and you all are celebrating the handmade movement, right?
We are.
And so what does that mean?
So basically, all of our vendors have to hand make their product, and who we have today with us, Sarah, she hand makes soap, perfume, I mean, call it
oil. She smells really good.
Right? And I'm wearing some of her sacred smudge spray. And Brian is, what you call, digital illustrator? Or do you do hand, by hand, too? It was like print?
Yeah.
Print. And so we have everyone from, like, Bath and Body, kids stuff, painting, jewelry artists. And we even have some vintage, because, like, I really believe in upcycling and helping the environment, which Shopping Local does. So we do have some vintage vendors, too.
Well, I like that, you know, it gives the community opportunity to shop local and to meet, you know, these makers and vendors face to face. I mean, oftentimes you know, might go in and buy something and, you know, there it is. But you actually can meet with people and talk to them and ask them questions. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah, it's actually my favorite part of these shows is making sure that I can say hi to the customers and really talk with people and be a part of the community. For me, you know, just online sales are really impersonal.
Yeah. And I have to mention to our audience, to our listeners, that Sarah Prue is also married to Jason.
That's right. Yeah.
And he is a local poet, educator.
Yeah, absolutely. And he does little handmade events with me too. He won't be at Strawberry Swing, but
he could be.
He should be.
He could recite poetry while you lather away in your natural soap.
He does instant poetry. It's where amazing. He meets with people and he'll write like four or five lines for them based on a situation in their life, and it's really a beautiful moment. A lot of times I read Katie's he did for her and I cried.
He did one for my husband. And it has made us fall in love all over again, right, Owen?
Well, Sarah, Sarah Prue is started Wild Wash Soap and Wildcraft Company because you couldn't find the skincare and soap products. They contained a lot of different stuff that you didn't want to put on your skin, right?
I didn't love what I was seeing, even in the natural food stores and things like that. And I have kids and a husband, and we have autoimmune disorders. Actually, my husband and I both do. And so a lot of those ingredients are hormone disruptors, endocrine disruptors. So I was trying to get rid of all of that. And also the plastics that we use, right? So leaching both into our products and then also just, you know, sitting on our earth for eons upon eons. So I'm all low packaging or compostable. Yeah.
And the other thing is palm oil, which is a natural ingredient, it's very good, but it also contributes to the deforestation, right?
Absolutely.
So that was a huge concern for you.
Right. And there's even some companies now that say that they're sustainably harvesting palm oil. You know,
they're lying to you.
It's very hard to prove, right? So I continue to just skip it. But the same thing with my packaging. I just moved to a totally plastic-free deodorant tubes, and so things like that. Yeah. Just what little things we can
do. It makes a difference.
There's magic in the little things, you know.
I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you would share with us your website for Wild Wash Soap Company.
Yeah, it's wildwashsoapco.com. Actually, it's wildwashsoap.com and wildcraftco.com. Either one of those will land you there.
So you'll be there at the Strawberry Swing Indie Craft Fair both days, which is Saturday, December 1st. Is that right?
Yes, the
first. And Sunday, December 2nd. And this runs from 10 a.m. till
6.
Whenever Christmas rolls around. No, I'm just kidding. From 10 a.m. on both days till
6 p.m.
Okay.
And it's my favorite event of the year because I am such a sucker for Union Station at Christmas. And
beautiful.
How often do you get to actually meet people who make the things that you give your friends and family in a beautiful setting like that? Like, I just love it.
It's really magical. Next to Sarah, we have Brian Fife, who creates art that he often refers to as digital collage. Now, his work is a combination of traditional ink drawings, texture photography, and digital software. He is inspired by old ghost stories, the natural world, and decrepit buildings. You live here in Kansas City with your wife and children, and welcome, Brian.
Hi.
Yeah, let's get you close up to that. Yeah, you can pull that right up to you. If you want to see just a sliver of Ryan's work, I used the butterfly images for the website, the KKFY website, and the Facebook website for ArtSpeak Radio. But tell us more about some of the work that you do.
Oh, locally, support the swing show, but yeah. You can find my work at the Disney theme parks, mm-hmm. Covers of books and publication. I do a lot of my own work that's a mix of, you know, inspiration through nature, classic horror literature.
Well, you know, I love that you use this digital collage because you're able to incorporate so many different sort of techniques together. How does
definitely,
that?
Yeah. So I'll hand draw portions of my work, but I go out into the world and shoot photography of mm-hmm. plant roots and peeling paint and rusted metal and anything that just kind of has a textural quality to it that I can try to incorporate into the work.
Yeah, you know, and for me, I'm a real sucker for Halloween and that sort of thing. I love the images of the big, beautiful homes in the purples and oranges and just really had sort of a creepy quality, but just a really beautiful quality, too. I mentioned that you work with, old ghost stories in that? Is that something that's one of your favorites?
Yeah, haunted old buildings even the builds of the pieces. I recycle old frames mm-hmm. and find reclaimed wood to turn into new framing for the work, so I leave all those imperfections in those pieces, the old nail holes and peeling paint, and that adds that character and history to the work.
Well, and I love that I got a sense of texture in the work because, you know, with digital work, it can be so perfect, you know, and I like to see sort of the bumps and the scrapes and the texture and that sort of thing.
I do definitely perceive that as a way to add warmth to the pieces.
Yeah, it's very painterly. So your work at the Strawberry Swing Indie Craft Fair is going to be mostly collage, and is it framed?
A lot of eclectic mix of framing, prints, in various sizes.
Mm-hmm. And if you would share with us your website for listeners.
My website's just my name. It's brianfife.com.
Yeah, and I will tell you, that's FYFFE, brianfife.com. And do you have some upcoming... Well, no, let me backtrack. Did I see that some of your work was at Comic-Con?
Oh, I do a number of the Comic-Cons.
Yeah,
New York, San Diego,
that's
everything
huge,
in between.
Yeah.
I go out to both the Disney parks a couple times a year and do signings there with properties related, again, the spooky stuff, so Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some other whimsical, dark but colorful sort of subject matters. So kind of all over the place. So swing is kind of a hometown thing that I can just enjoy and just... Yeah. More easily set up at and just kind of, you know, be part of the local community.
I love that. I love that. Katie Mabry Van Deren.
Yes.
So, I love saying that. It's so
Brian
fancy.
Brian is never home. I know this. He's always traveling at festivals.
Well, you know, looking at the website, it's like, oh, he's there, he's there, he's there. Right? Check. But I'm glad you're here. So thank you for that.
Are you a Disney artist in residence? Isn't that what they call you?
Well, with the work there, it's seen in the gallery, so either Anaheim or Orlando. And then a lot of those images will be formatted to souvenirs and products, T-shirts and mugs, etc. Just those icons of, you know, the Disney world. So
he's kind of a big deal, but he's really humble.
He's very humble, yeah. So, Katie, this is the 8th year of the fair, celebrating the handmade movement, the holiday swing. 100-plus handmade and vintage vendors, right?
Yeah, we line the entire Grand Hall and Sprint Festival Plaza of Union Station.
So are they mostly local, or do you go outside of the Kansas City metropolitan area?
We do. So when Heather founded the craft fair, she saw that there wasn't anything like it in the Midwest at the time, back in 2011. And so she wanted it to kind of be highlighting the Midwest region in general, because all the other big cities have fairs like this. You know, LA has one.
Yeah.
Austin has one. Even Chicago gets one. But we didn't have one. And so I do try and only choose from my applications regional ones from the Midwest. Mm. But sometimes I'll let, you know, someone from Seattle in if they're from here and they're like, I can come back and see my family. I grew up in Kansas City and we want to show their work off here. So most of the time it's only Midwest.
And I want to mention that the Strawberry Swing Indie Craft Fair is sponsored by Etsy as an Etsy made local market. And it's also, that's a part of it,
really
right?
Yeah. Excited about that. They chose, I think they sponsor a few holiday markets, but they chose ours in particular is one of five in the world to their brand in. So they're really kind to us. They've come to town and attended the events and met the vendors and bought them lunch and done really great stuff for us.
Sweet. Should I announce this at the first 100 guests each day?
Yes.
Who make a $10 donation to their nonprofit partner will receive a coveted swag bag chock full of items that the makers have donated. So the donation to your nonprofit partner is
Union Station.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't realize Union Station is actually a nonprofit, but it is. And so we will be collecting money for them. And inside those bags, our vendors have donated some awesome stuff like earrings, prints, lip gloss. We might even have some honey from one of our local bee farms. Lots of different stuff in there. And you get a really cool bag.
And again, this takes place Saturday, December 1st and Sunday, December 2nd. Starts at 10 a.m. and it goes through 6 p.m.
Yep.
And Union Station is located at 30 West Pershing Road. Now, Katie, website, Facebook information, anything for our listeners?
Yes, we are at thestrawberryswing.com, and our Facebook is Strawberry Swing Craft Fair. Instagram is Strawberry Swing KC, and, you know, if you are interested in being a vendor or, like, we have lots of them throughout the year. We don't just have this one. We have almost, gosh, Sarah, we had, like, a lot last year. We definitely have four big ones, but then we pop up. So, you know, check our website.
There was one at the Nelson.
Yeah. We're hoping to do that again this year. And we always do. I try and choose nonprofits as my venues because then my venue fee goes to the nonprofit at what I pay to rent it. And so we always do the Alexander Majors Barn on 83rd and State Line. And I love that because he started the Pony Express. So that was like to get small businesses their mail. So I think he would be happy that we have set up small businesses all over his old home.
That's a great story. I like that connection. Yeah. So you're all over town in terms of, you know, where these events take place.
And we just partnered last month, where that was October, right? Yeah, we did Open Spaces. We partnered with Open Spaces, and we took over the village during the weekend. And that was pretty fun, except for the weather was really bad.
Yeah, it was like 40 degrees.
Yeah, just sleeted on us. And
But, you know, for 2019, do any of you have any upcoming events or information that you want to share with our listeners?
We will announce our next event the day after the holiday swing, and it will be at the Majors Barn, and it will be called our Spring Swing. That's for the Strawberry Swing. I don't know what you're doing next.
I want to promote my Reiki practice. I'm a Reiki master in addition to being an herbalist and a soap maker. And I'm going to be running a Reiki 1 and 2 class in January at Interspace Yoga. So just follow my Instagram to find out the dates on that.
Terrific. And Brian?
My website's the best place to check that out. Okay. Any city Kickstarter's coming up. Too many things to mention.
Yeah, and that's brianfife.com. So, you know, it was a treat to meet all three of you, you know?
Thank you.
We are missing Sarah Walsh, but she'll be back another time. Well, you know, life happens, man. Right. You know, this is live radio. She's fine, in case anyone's...
She's that support. Well, the thing about her is she actually is a local artist that worked for Hallmark, and now she has accounts, you know, with people like Land of Nod and Target and big companies.
Very cool.
It's beautiful work.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Katie Mabry Van Deren.
Thank you.
Brian Fife, Sarah Prue, thank you so very much. And good luck to you this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Terrific. Also, I want to thank my other guests, Jennifer Bricker-Pugh, Jennifer Martin, and Regina Del Carmen, the beautiful Regina Del Carmen. Next week, December 5th, Valdemar Rivas will be here. Mike Horner, Will Latham, Truman Capote. Yes, I said Truman Capote. And Gerald Trimble will be in the studio next week. Stay tuned for my beautiful friend, Jeff Harshberger, Jazz Afternoon, who's following this show. And after him, a Groovy Grant at 3. I want to mention that you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Thank you all so very much for tuning in, listening to us online, and we love you. Honey, I'm coming home.